This is SB Nation Radio,
the next generation of sports radio.
Hit me the hunter. We are the hunter. We are the hunter. Anybody who wants me out here is the hunter.
You're listening to the Sports King.
The wait is over. It's here now. It's game time. You know what it is.
Here are your hosts, Hot Rod Johnson and Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on SB Nation Radio with Mean Gene, the Sports Machine. We are ready for week three of the National Football League, and I'm joined here at our Parker University studios by my co-host, Hot Rod Johnson. Hot Rod, welcome to the show.
What's going on, Mean Gene? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Rod. As you know, in this 1 hour show, we have a lot of stuff to talk about, including week two of the National Football League and what took place. Some significant injuries took place, some wins that probably we didn't expect to happen, and some injuries also to some very key players out there in the National Football League.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of these teams, I mean, the poor Cleveland Browns, they can't win for losing, right? You lose your receiver, you lose your starting quarterback, then you lose your backup quarterback, then you lose your star receiver, who actually Coleman had a great game last week, and now it's just they're back to square one. And then you continue to talk about, you know, the Adrian Peterson thing, now he's injured again.
You just set the ingredients for a great hell of an excuse for Hugh Jackson when they get ready to fire him. I didn't have what we expected to have for the season. I mean, it's very unfortunate, and things are happening. So Adrian Peterson, who, believe it or not, you know, in our draft, he didn't go like the Adrian Peterson of years ago.
Right.
I mean, I think he was a fourth round, maybe fifth.
No. Adrian Peterson was still a keeper.
Okay, you know,
he was still a keeper. But in another league, I mean, I actually traded for Adrian Peterson that Saturday before he got hurt. So I gave up draft picks for next year. I did all of this crazy stuff because I figured him and Sam Bradford were going to click, and which I think, yeah. I'm a Stephon Diggs. I like what he's doing in Minnesota right now. But now it's going to put more pressure on him and Bradford because that running game is going to
leave. I had Stephon Diggs on the bench in one of my leagues.
I believe that because you're not a good fantasy football manager.
Unbelievable. Anyway, folks, so it's week three of the National Football League, and something we always like to do here. And by the way, the show is brought to you by ONFX.com. ONFX.com. If you have yourself a business, then you got to have a website. I don't know how many times I've told you. Go to ONFX.com. All right. This is what we're going to do, Rod. Let's go back and look at the week that was, because I know there's some significant things there that took place, and there's some quarterbacks. Can we just talk about the quarterbacks that are playing unbelievable football right now?
I'm on the Wentz train. I want to apologize, and I'm just going to continue to apologize to Carson Wentz until he comes on the show. And then I apologize to him man to man. I really like what he's doing in Philadelphia
right now.
He's on a roll.
Who knew?
Philadelphia.
Wow.
That's why we're here.
And not only Carson Wentz, how about his coach? How about Doug Peterson, who I totally underestimated?
Everyone did. Everyone outside of the ownership of Philadelphia underestimated.
And I had one of those wild moments when they showed footage of him quarterbacking back he was back there in the era before Donovan McNabb. And I remember seeing him in that uniform totally forgot all about Doug Peterson. Mm-hmm. So Doug Peterson is doing a hell of a job.
He is.
And you know, people said in that draft, like, wow, everything is Jared Goff. And I heard certain people in our industry say, but we think Wentz is the better quarterback.
Yeah, but.
But how would you?
I don't know. I mean, it's the eye test. You know, it's the eye test, and he's passing right now, even on the field. So,
yeah.
Goff hadn't even seen the field, but we got to talk about the L.A. Rams. They can't score a point against San Francisco 2 weeks ago, and now they come up and
they shut down.
They didn't
score a point, did they?
But they won.
Yeah, but I mean, that's still a problem for me, because if you want to get the L.A. fans to, and by the way, I was in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
last weekend.
You didn't go to the game?
I didn't go to the game. I couldn't get to the game. By the time I got out of the traffic, the game would have been over.
True.
And the next game would have started. I mean, that's how bad it is. But here's the thing, though, and this is where I'm going with this. You got to have a better product on the field. You're not going to get your fan base back up in L.A.
But they
after
won.
22
they,
years.
They won.
Oh, yeah, it was
home,
good to see them
win. They won their home opener.
Barely.
But they won.
Okay.
It was a defensive game. And I understand what you're saying. You want to see the glitz. You want to see the glamour of L.A., so that means you have to have a passing attack. You got to be scoring 30, 40 points a game. They won.
I think we're going to see Jared Goff sooner than most people think.
I've really given up on Jeff Fisher. I don't know what he's doing out there, but apparently he knows how to beat Seattle.
Yeah. Yes, you're right about that. You said something a couple of weeks ago about Andre Johnson, and I'm like, are you nuts?
No, he just continued. Hey, Andre Johnson had a touchdown last week in the Titans' victory over Detroit, right?
Okay.
That gives him 1,057 career catches and has recorded a touchdown reception with three different teams. That stat really doesn't sound like anything, Mean Gene, but I bring that stat up because he joins Anquan Boldin, Terrell Owens, Jerry Rice, mm-hmm. and Chris Carter as mm-hmm. the only players in NFL history to accomplish this feat. Now, I don't know if that means you've been traded so many times you catch a touchdown with so many teams. But
this would have meant something with Houston had he just kept on his upward swing there, and then you get throwing a stat like that, because believe me, he's been close to getting these type of catches here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's unfortunate that he had to do it with three different teams, though, because he didn't get that. Did he even catch the ball in Indianapolis? I mean, that was just so quick there. But hey, but here's the thing, though. And one of my shockers was the fact that the Titans won over Detroit, especially
I was shocked with that,
how Detroit went and manhandled Indianapolis. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, and you look at that offense, what the offense coordinator has been doing up there in Detroit, how many points they've been putting on the board, and they were only able to muster up 13 points last week against the Titans. So that was kind of surprising as well.
Totally surprising. But back to those quarterbacks, Drew Brees, Carson Palmer, and there's another one there. Help me out here.
Phillip Rivers.
These three quarterbacks all have something in common, folks. They have five touchdowns on this young season. And
zero interceptions.
None.
Zero interceptions.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Surprising. Drew Brees, maybe not so much. Carson Palmer. The Carson Palmer I saw in the preseason, I didn't know if I wanted him to handle the ball at all.
Carson Palmer? Really?
Carson Palmer.
I mean,
because he threw the ball. You remember the one preseason play, threw the ball, picked six right there.
I remember.
Carson Palmer's looking good. Bruce Arians has this. Good Lord, I'm all over the place. That's what happens when you don't drink coffee when you're supposed to.
At 5 a.m. in the morning.
But nevertheless, though, some exciting stuff happening out there in the NFL.
Mean Gene.
Yes, sir.
In the preseason. And week one, I said one thing and my Twitter handle blew up, that I said that Tom Brady would not see the field again if his backup had a great season.
Boy.
I was wrong, because Garoppolo has injured himself, unfortunately, but he was lighting the Miami Dolphins and that great defense up.
Boy, was he.
But me and Gene, I mentioned the word system and I mentioned Patriots in the same sentence, and I got eaten alive.
Yeah.
But Mean Gene, did you see the quarterback play on Thursday night? Yeah, it's always next man up. But he played some very good ball. He had some running.
A rookie, we talking about.
A rookie from North Carolina State.
Yeah.
He had his feet under him as well. So understanding that offense and running the ball, he had a 27-yard touchdown run. Mean Gene, is it the system, Mean Gene?
You know,
we got a third stringer right now.
We want to know. Week four come up here, and Brady has.
And Jacoby Brissett is who we're talking about.
Right.
I'm sorry, I didn't say his name.
One more week, and there's no Brady, you know.
I didn't say how many more weeks. I asked you a question, Mean Gene. Is it the system? Because last week, he's created.
You're right.
Last week, I was ready to take away his starting job, Tom Brady. Now I'm questioning him if he's even a Hall of Famer.
Well, you know what I tell you, man. Folks are going to come after you. And by the way, let me go ahead and just give that Twitter out there now. Hot Rod Johnson's Twitter is YSK Rod. And you can reach me at Sports Kings. Of course, you can always go to Facebook, like our Facebook page, SB Nation Radio Sports Kings, SB Nation Radio Sports Kings. So what about these 0-2 teams? Should they panic? Should anyone that's 0-2 right now panic? I know.
Well, hell yes, because you're 0-2. You're 0-2. However, it has been proven, Mean Gene, starting 0-2 is not necessarily a bad thing. You even had the San Diego Chargers back in 1992. They started off 0-4 and they still made the divisional playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But Mean Gene,
mm-hmm.
last year alone, you had two teams, Houston and Seattle, to start off 0-2 and they still made the playoffs. Overall, Mean Gene, history shows 0-2 teams advance to the playoffs more than you actually think, Mean Gene. Since the current playoffs format was instituted in 1990, 26 teams started 0-2 still qualify for the postseason. Mean Gene, and then you're looking at the 93 Cowboys, the 96 New England Patriots, and the 2007 Giants all started 0-2, but guess what they did? They won the Super Bowl.
That's impressive, Rod. And yeah, I mean, you don't want to go that route. And, you know, you go 0-2
and
you throw.
You're 0-2 in fantasy, though, right?
And, as a matter of fact, I'm 2-0 in our fantasy football league. All I hope to be 3-0 by the end of the today. So anyway, folks, stick around. Grab your coffee. Join us for a entertaining show today.
When no one ain't around,
I feel it fade.
I think too
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here are your hosts, Hot Rod Johnson and Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
And we are back, folks. Once again, you're listening to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show with Mean Gene, Sports Machine, Hot Rod Johnson, getting you ready for Week 3 of the National Football League. And
Mean Gene, what makes you a sports machine?
You know what? I tell you what.
Because Gene's rhymes with
that name has
Who won the Stanley Cup this year?
It was the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Who won Wimbledon?
I'm not sure.
So how can you be a sports machine?
you set me up. You set me up on that one, did you? Well, okay. It's the NFL sports machine. Anyway, this week, crazy week outside of football. Right. Rod is, you know, it just
impact football.
Things that might impact football. We're talking about the police shootings that took place in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and one that took place in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, Charlotte just happens to be a town that has an NFL team. Mm-hmm. And this whole Colin Kaepernick thing looks like the kneel down. Look like it just might expand a little bit, Rod. So
I definitely think it will this week, Mean Gene, and possibly going forward. I mean, you saw the women's NBA WNBA team, the entire team kneeled on Wednesday night. With the unfortunate situation that has happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and now in Charlotte, you're going to see more people that's going to be angered about the actions that have taken place. Kaepernick originally started sitting down because he felt that, you know, people were being treated unfairly. And then this happens. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to have people that's going to protest with him. Now, he doesn't protest as far as sitting down after talking to the military. Now he just kneels, and that's where the kneel down came from.
Right.
It is concerning. It's concerning because people still to this day thinks that he's doing it to disrespect the flag.
Right.
And you're not understanding the reasoning or the meaning.
Right.
The reasoning or the meaning behind what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And it's very concerning because to me, that's being part of the problem. You don't want to understand. Mm-hmm. And I have to quote something that, you know, Mike Greenberg from Mike and Mike on ESPN stated, and it made a lot of sense and it resonated with me. This whole kneel down is forcing people to talk about things that they're typically uncomfortable talking about.
Right.
Because now you're impacting the patriotic flag and you need to stand up. Well, why is he still sitting down? And it's forcing you to talk when you really don't want to.
Right.
About a subject that no one really wants to talk about. And it's the race.
Very sensitive.
So I think later today, you're going to see more teams, more individuals that's going to protest today. And it's going to continue. And it sparked conversation. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were having a political type conversation. We vow we'll never have these type of conversations on this show. It was all about having fun and football.
Right.
But it's one of those topics that just, it seemed like
it won't go away. And it is spilling over to the airways, radio and TV. And of course, this, you know, is a very political year, presidential election year. So I'm sure we're going to continue to hear about it. But
two things, Mean Gene, that always get me.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. One, we got a lot of people, and I said this back in preseason in week one, we got a lot of people in the league that really actually break the rules of the United States, mm-hmm. break the NFL rules that we cheer for all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it tickles me driving in. I saw a guy with, it was a flag on one side of his truck with a little post on it that said F. Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next flag he had next to it was a Confederate flag.
Mm-hmm.
How much of a mixed message is that? I'm not understanding. You know, you have so much love for this flag, for the colors in this flag, mm-hmm. but you don't have love for the color of the person next to you, mm-hmm. and the next human being that's sitting next to you in the grocery store. So it's still a lot of confusion.
It is. And I will, you know, big shout out to the peaceful protests in Tulsa, which turned out to be a lot better than where this first game we're going to jump into is going to be played at or not. The last word we had was that the NFL was considering moving the game, but it looks like it's going to stay in Carolina. It's the Minnesota Vikings, 2-0 at the Carolina Panthers. Stephon Diggs, big game last week. And what about Sam Bradford.
I don't want to talk about anyone but Mike Zimmer. This guy, to me, is the coach of the year already.
He's looking like it. He's making a serious case for it.
A team with Adrian Peterson, 31 rushes, 50 yards. He's the leading rusher in two games with 50 yards. He started this season with a backup quarterback, Sean Hill.
Mm-hmm.
You go out and get Bradford, who had a couple of days of practice. He comes in. Mm-hmm. Stephon Diggs steps in. Now Adrian Peterson goes down. And now you're on the road at Carolina, and now you have either McKinnon or Arteza that's going to going to play today. Both of these teams have brand new running backs because of injuries. Mm-hmm. Fozzie Whitaker is going to play for Carolina.
Yeah.
He has 113 yards rushing this season already.
Well,
me and Gene, in this game, I'm going with the Minnesota Vikings.
I'm going to go with the Panthers. I understand. Minnesota is playing some incredible football right now, and Mike Zimmer is making the case for the coach of the year. But the Panthers, I like how they rebounded, you know, from the opening season, losing up there to Denver. Mm-hmm. No one expected that.
Mm-hmm.
But they just manhandled a San Francisco team. I mean, Superman here, Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just what, 353 yards, 4 touchdowns. You knew that they were going to find a way to rebound after, week one.
Right.
So I'm going with the Panthers in this game.
Okay.
Next game we have is the Detroit Lions at the Green Bay Packers. This is a good old NFC North divisional game here. Packers lose to Minnesota last week. And how about this? The Lions lose to Tennessee last week.
That was a shocker to me, Mean Gene. I know we talked about it earlier, but it was for what you did to the Indianapolis Colts week one, Detroit, and then you come back and only put 13 against the Tennessee Titan team. It's kind of a shocker.
Yeah, two teams.
Green Bay leads this overall series 96-68 with of course 7 ties. Mike McCarthy against the Detroit Lions. He's 16-4. He's going to be 17-4 after this game. There's no way Detroit will be able to go to Green Bay and win in the frozen tundra. Well, I guess it's really not.
Well, it's frozen. Not that frozen right now, but nevertheless, I think we both are looking at a Packers win. Next game, we have the Cleveland Browns 0-2 at the Miami Dolphins 0-2. There is one thing for certain here, Rod. Yeah. One of these teams is going to win their first game of the year.
And it's going to be the Miami Dolphins.
I think it is going to be the Miami Dolphins.
Because there's just too much going on right now. Cody Kiesler would be the quarterback. You know, he only had 92 passing yards in the preseason. Isaiah Crowell now, and then you're looking at the rookie sensation, Corey Coleman. He's out. It's going to be rough for them to go down. And I like that front seven on what Miami has right now. They're playing some great defense, even though they got lit up last mm-hmm. week against mm-hmm. the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
But they are looking good on defense, and I like what they're going to bring to the table, and they're going to win this
31-24. I mean, you still tell you, it's one of them games we talked about, decided about 7 points or less.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Baltimore, Cleveland should have beat Baltimore. Cleveland should have beat Baltimore.
But that comes from the immaturity of the team. The team, they're not mature enough to carry that. Hugh Jackson should know how to handle that.
But if you would have said to me that this season a fourth-round pick quarterback would be starting and a third-round pick quarterback would be starting, I would say, you're out of your mind.
Exactly.
So Cody Kessler, drafted in the third round, number 96 overall, he will get the start for the Browns. And we're probably going to save our other picks for after for the next segment there. But here's the thing, though, Rod. Miami has a much better team. You know, we haven't really seen a lot from Jarvis Landry. And Ryan Tannehill, I think at some point in time this kid's going to get it together. But I do agree. I would pick the Dolphins to win this game.
Yeah, I'm going with the Dolphins, Bean Gene. They're at home. They're at home, and they put 24 points on the board against the New England team, which, you know, was a loss. But the Browns, I just don't see it with too many injuries when Kessler going up against that defense.
Okay, folks. Well, hey, stick around. You're listening to the Sports Kings here on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here are your hosts, Hot Rod Johnson and Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
And once again, folks, you are listening to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show with Mean Gene, Sports Machine. and Hot Rod Johnson.
What's going on, Mean Gene?
All right, these picks, man, we are getting you ready for the start of week 3 of the National Football League. How about this? The Oakland Raiders 1-1 at the Tennessee Titans 1-1. This is an old AFC rivalry of some sort. But how about this, Rod? Jack Del Rio, a game last week against Atlanta. I really thought they should have beat Atlanta. I mean, you go to New Orleans and pull off an unbelievable game-winning play there to win. But you come back and you're at home against Atlanta.
They had an opportunity to win that game. Defense let them down a little bit towards the end. But they still put 28 points on the board. And I think they're going to continue this week going to Tennessee. What I'm not seeing or what I thought I would see was the lack thereof of DeMarco Murray. I still say, and not because I'm a Cowboys fan and I'm not upset because he left, but I still say the offensive line had a lot to do with his success here in Dallas. And he went to Philadelphia and was not productive. We can still blame that on Chip Kelly. Mm-hmm. But he's in Tennessee now. They put a lot of money into that offensive line to protect Mariota. And he's still, 25 carries for 131 yards so far this year. But at the same time, he's leading the team in receiving as well.
And that's people don't really look at that, Rod. That makes him still a very, viable option there for that Tennessee offense because, no, he's not going to run up and down the field and get you, 115, 120 rushing
yards.
But
that's what they're paying for. I don't look at
that. But he is a running back that can catch the ball, and those yaks, is something that appeals to coaches. And, but that's, like you said, that offensive line is not there in Tennessee, but he is still able to be effective. And look, they got the win. They got the win over a Detroit team at Detroit. It was a pretty good win. But anyway. They play the Titans, and I'm going with the Raiders in this game.
I'm going with the Raiders as well. I mean, Gene, they're going to travel to Nashville, and I really like what Del Rio is doing in there, what he's doing with that team.
The next game is the Los Angeles Rams, the 1-1 Rams at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Buccaneers lose 40-7. Not a good time to play the Arizona Cardinals when they lose to the New England Patriots in a game that they should have won and got ripped the pieces by their general manager. The Rams won 9-3. It wasn't pretty. It was the first game in Los Angeles in some 22 years. I would say, Rod, will you go ahead and pick first?
I'm going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I still like what Dirk Cotter is doing with Tampa Bay. He's getting scrutinized right now for keeping Winston in the game, and they were losing like they were last week, 40-7. But I think that means a lot to the team to see your quarterback still going strong, trying to figure things out and trying to get put some kind of dignity back on the scoreboard. 40-7, you would have made it 40-14 or something like that. But still to have him out there, but I like what he's doing with Tampa Bay. He's putting a lot more into Jameis Winston, and I'm going with
That Tampa became Bay. A question of a topic this week on Sports Talk Radio. I heard several different shows this week talking about whether or not that kid should have stayed in the game. Like at 40-7, why do you have Jameis Winston still in the game, knowing that you can get him hurt and you don't have anything close to a backup? And this is your number one pick. But what do you say about that? I mean, is he still learning? Or, the season is still brand new in a sense. So do you just keep him out there to get him more, experience?
Well, my thing there, Mean Gene, you get him more experience. But first thing he said was, oh, Jameis didn't want to come out. Well, you're the head coach. You pull him out.
I didn't
like that reason, but to see him going down with the ship means a lot. I mean, you only take the quarterback out. You don't take the running back out. You don't take any offensive lineman or defensive lineman out. You don't take anyone out but the quarterback. And yes, he's the most important entity of that team. So I don't have a problem with it. But then again, I do have a problem with it. But I like the fact that Jameis Winston wanted to stay in there and fight with his team.
I like how you said going down with the ship. They got that big old ship in there.
That was done on purpose.
Okay. So check this out. So who you got in this game? You going with Tampa Bay?
I'm going with Tampa Bay, but with Doug Martin being out
for the next 3 weeks. That's what I was getting ready to go. So now you got him having to, try to hit Mike Evans or whatever.
I want to see Jameis carry this team by himself, so I'm going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, you know what? I have the Buccaneers circled on my sheet here, but I think I'm going to go with the Rams because I think Jeff Fisher needs to put something together with this team. After not scoring a touchdown, haven't scored a touchdown this season?
Haven't scored a touchdown this season, yeah.
So you just cannot go in there and not expect to get a win. They have to. They are a much better team than Tampa, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that showed it. I really do. I think so. I think they got enough
defense. Is a lot better. Their defense is a lot better.
And so I'm going to have
Case Keenan looked horrible last week.
True.
Horrible.
True. He did. But I'm going to go with the Rams in this game. Next game, New York Jets 1-1 at the Kansas City Chiefs. A good old school AFC matchup here. Andy Reid is 4-0 against those Jets. And how about this? They lose last week to Houston, something that we both predicted. No big surprise there. But how about the Jets? How about the Jets on last Thursday night taking care of the Buffalo Bills?
I like that. I really like what I saw in Ryan Fitzpatrick and Matt Forte.
Four touchdowns, no interceptions.
And that's the type of play. People think about Ryan Fitzpatrick and like, oh, he's okay. He's a great quarterback.
He is.
He's the perfect quarterback for this Jets team. You got Brandon Marsh. He had some unfortunate drops last week, which we won't see this week. I'm saying that because they will go to Kansas City and they will beat Kansas City this week. Forte has found his rhythm.
You got them beating Kansas City?
Yes, I got them going to Kansas City.
Even though Kansas City won 7 in a row at home?
Yes. Yes. Really? I got them beating San Diego. Yes. I mean, Kansas City.
Well, I'm going with the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs need to continue. I think, Spencer Ware is filling in pretty good for Jamal Charles. Mm-hmm. And I just think Kansas City at home is a little bit tough to beat, especially back-to-back. I mean, come on. For a minute there, they hadn't lost a game in a regular season game in a while. So I don't see them losing back-to-back games. I'm going to go with the Chiefs to win this game.
Okay.
Next game we have is the Chicago Bears. And this is your Sunday night game. The Chicago Bears will play the Dallas Cowboys. Bears 0-2, and the Cowboys are 1-1. Cowboys win players called it a must win.
It was
for
a must
week
win.
Two.
Going to Washington.
It
was a must win. They played great. Again, I'm on the Carson Wentz train, and of course, being a Cowboys fan, I'm on the Dak Prescott train. Dak looks so comfortable going to a divisional foe on the road. He looks so comfortable and making some great decisions passing that ball. There's still some struggles in the red zone, and I'm going to put that all on Ezekiel Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if his playing time is going to decrease, but those two fumbles late in the game last week really could have cost the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you saw Morris in the game late in the game.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out for that, Mean Gene. Keep an eye out for Ezekiel not protecting the ball he may be.
Well, I think every rookie gets that. You know it's going to happen. You just don't know when it's going to happen. I mean, players are going to go after a rookie. Everyone knows rookies will cough up the ball, but that stuff is definitely.
Jay Cutler.
Oh, what can we say about Jay Cutler?
I don't know what to say about Jay Cutler, man. Anything new? Oh, nothing.
No, I think we've used every name we can call him.
How frustrating is it to be a Bears fan?
A veteran Jay Cutler.
A Bears fan to watch him almost play as if he doesn't care.
Right.
I mean, he's 28 of 46 this year for 373 yards. The running game is not there. Jeremy Langford. I mean, letting Forte go, that's really going to haunt them for a little while. Langford only has 85 rushing yards on the season. Alshon Jeffries, decent. 22.3 yards per catch this year so far. But the thing about it is, Jay Cutler, he has to guide the team. We talked earlier about Jameis Winston. What can he do to guide this team to Tampa Bay to victory? Is Jay Cutler that leader that you need? And I really don't think so.
I don't think so. It is sad that we even have to keep hashing that in there. I mean, this Bears team is really, really looking bad. John Fox, we talked about a couple of coaches in the hot seat. You got to be in the hot seat if you leave Dallas tonight with a 0-3. There's just no way they could save him. So, folks,
I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys as well. So, stay around, folks. We have another segment to go here on the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here are your hosts, Hot Rod Johnson and Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
All right, folks, it is the final segment of the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on SB Nation Radio. Mean Gene, Sports Machine, Hot Rod Johnson. Next game, Rod. The Arizona Cardinals at the Buffalo Bills. Bills still looking for their first win. Need I say Rex Ryan looking for his first win of the 2016 season.
You're talking about coaches on the hot seat, Mean Gene. I mean, you go and find your offensive coordinator. Now you hire in Anthony Lynn, who's a running back. He was a running back coach for so many teams, Dallas, Cleveland, Jacksonville. He was with running back coach with the New York Jets for 6 years, and then he followed Ryan over to Buffalo. He's a new offensive coordinator. At what point are you Buffalo Bills fans going to realize that the problem is Rex Ryan?
I think they've already realized
I don't understand
that.
This. What did you see in him? What? Okay, I'm sorry, okay. Jim. You said it.
Who's your pick on this one?
Arizona, 57-0.
I hope so.
This is just ridiculous, man. And it's not against the Buffalo Bills fans. I love you guys, but the ownership just did not make a smart decision by recycling this Ryan brother.
Okay. I got you. I know you get very passionate about that every time we talk about the Bills. I'm going with the Cardinals as well. Next game we have is the 2-0 Broncos at the Cincinnati Bengals, 1-1. Bengals lose at Pittsburgh last week, and the Broncos, well, they continue to get it done. They won at home versus Indianapolis. Who you got, Rod?
I am going with the Cincinnati Bengals. Andy Dalton will continue to have a decent year. He's 732 yards so far passing. Marvin Lewis, he's only 2-6 when he plays the Broncos, so I don't know what's going to happen there, but I think it's going to be 3-6. I'm going with the Bengals.
I'm going with the Bengals as well. Next game we have is the Baltimore Ravens, 2-0 at the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are still looking for their first win of the season. Who you got?
In a close game that they played against Green Bay coming into the season, then they just at San Diego 38-14. I don't understand that for the life of me. I think they're going to bounce back at home this year. I mean, this week, and they're going to beat the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, they do for a win, but give it up to the Ravens. You know, 5-11 last year, one of the unbeaten teams there in the National Football League at 2-0.
They're almost unheard of. It's like a quiet 2-0.
It's a quiet 2-0. Yeah, it is. So I'm going with the Jaguars to hopefully knock them off their 2-0 start there. Next game we have is probably one of the games a lot of people are going to be watching. Washington Redskins at the New York Giants. The Giants are another surprisingly 2-0 team. And the Redskins looking for their first win of the season. So, but forget about all that. Everybody knows it's about Josh Norman and Odell Beckham Jr.
Is it really?
I mean, that's what they're going to make it about. If you're watching this game on TV, you will see those guys more than you will see anybody.
You're absolutely right. If Josh Norman goes to his side, right? And Washington proved it, even with against Dez last week. They don't move him around. But one thing that got me with Dez last week, Mean Gene, you and I was talking off air, I do not like all that. Hi, friend.
Yeah.
I don't remember Lester Hayes and Charlie Joyner shaking hands on the field. I don't remember Dez Bryant and Darrell Green. Not Dez, I'm sorry. I don't remember Michael Irvin, the other 88, and Darrell Green shaking hands on the field. Get out there and play that aggressive ball.
Play the game.
Please. Play the game. But I say all that to say I like what the Giants are doing on defense. They shut down the high-powered New Orleans Saints offense last week. I like what they're doing on defense. I'm going with the Giants to go 3-0. Redskins go
0-3. That's a $200 million defense. Yeah.
It's going to be some problems with Kirk Cousins. They're already.
Oh, yeah.
You know, getting the locker room is turning against them. So if they go 0-3, which I think they will later on today, it's going to be some problems.
I see that. And that's probably something we're going to be talking about next week. I'm going with the Giants as well. Next game we have San Francisco 49ers at the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks definitely need to win. Not the prettiest loss last week, but nevertheless, they've won the past four games over the 49ers. So who you got?
I am going with the Seattle Seahawks. This defense of San Francisco is not the defense of the L.A. Rams, where Seattle can only put 3 points back on the board. You're going to look at a very healthy Jimmy Graham going into this game today. He's going to make some plays. I think it's going to be Seattle in an easy victory.
I'm going with the Seahawks as well. Next game, we have the San Diego Chargers, 1-1. They're traveling all the way to Indianapolis to take on the 0-2 Colts. Not a good time for San Diego to play inside the
I think it's a very good time. They went down and blew out Jacksonville last week. They should have won their first game against San Diego. I like the way that offense is going right now.
They lost Danny Woodhead for the year.
Okay, they won't win another game this year. No, I'm still going because I like what Melvin Gordon is going to bring to the team. I'm going with the San Diego Chargers in a mild upset.
I'm going with the Indianapolis Colts. I look for another big game for Andrew Luck. Next game, we have Pittsburgh Steelers at the Philadelphia Eagles. Both teams are 2-0, and this is for the Battle of Pennsylvania.
Battle, of course. How can you go against Pittsburgh in that defense? I mean, that offense they have. They only put up 24 points. You say only, but they only put up 24 points. Philadelphia Eagles, I am riding the Carson Wentz airplane, train, bus, whatever he's driving. My apologies to the kid. I did not give him any credit. He's playing some great football.
No, neither one of us did.
But he's going to have a tough one this week, but I think it's going to be Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go with the Steelers as well. I like what this offense is doing. And for some reason, it seems like they have found a defense, one that I didn't expect. Mm-hmm. But they're playing pretty, pretty good football. The last game we have, and this is the Monday Night Football game, the Atlanta Falcons at the New Orleans Saints, a good NFC South game here. Saints still looking for their first win of the season.
They'll get it tonight, even though I strongly believe Matty Ice, he passed for 334 yards, 2 touchdowns last time they played, right? Mm-hmm. But this is, you've been to the Superdome. This is New Orleans on a Monday night. They don't lose.
No, they
games.
Won't. And this is probably going to be a Drew Brees coming out party. I mean, he's already got, what, 5 touchdowns, 5 interceptions
touchdowns or something
this season. Gonna. So it's going to be a big night for New Orleans. So.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, Mean Gene. I'm looking at 38-35 score.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be the New Orleans
Saints. I agree with you, folks. So, hey, that wraps up all of our picks here this week in Week 3. We get to come back and see how right and how wrong we were in our picks, folks. So we hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure you check us out on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, YSK Rod at Sports Kings. We are the Sports Kings here on SB Nation Radio. See you next week.